Beth Orton has a voice that recalls famous British folk singers like Sandy Denny or Anne Briggs. Her music is rooted in the singer-songwriter tradition. But critic Will Hermy says her new mini LP shows her sound is growing in surprising ways.
Unlike your average folky, Beth Orton got her start performing in discos for people chilling out after long nights of house and techno music. She's always had a taste for electronics, and even recorded with superhero DJs The Chemical Brothers. But she's never sounded more interestingly schizophrenic than on her new mini LP, The Other Side of Daybreak. The Other Side of Daybreak looks like a typical record company throwaway, a collection of odds and ends marking time before the next proper LP. But the new stuff, like this Five Stair Steps cover, is pretty remarkable.
Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will be brighter. Child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it all done. Someday, when your head is much lighter.
The 10 tracks on The Other Side of Daybreak alternate between bare-bones acoustic songs and remixes that combine DJ time-stretching techniques with song forms, much like Portishead and Lamb did way back in the 90s. The best mixes are by Kieran Hebden, a British electronic artist who records under the moniker Fortet. Beth Orton is currently making a whole record with Fortet. Will it still be folk music? I don't know. Some people call this music folktronica. I just call it music that's one step removed from the world we normally live in, because sometimes that's exactly where you want to be.
The CD by Beth Orton is The Other Side of Daybreak. Our reviewer, Will Hermes, is a senior contributing writer for Spin Magazine.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.